Captain Roque Carnicero and his six men left with Colonel Aureliano Buendía to free the revolutionary general Victorio Medina, who had been condemned to death in Riohacha. They thought they could save time by crossing the mountains along the trail that José Arcadio Buendía had followed to found Macondo. But before a week was out, they were convinced that it was an impossible undertaking. So they had to follow the dangerous route over the outcroppings with no other munitions but what the firing squad had. They would camp near the towns, and one of them, with a small gold fish in his hand, would go in disguise in broad daylight to contact the dormant liberals, who would go out hunting on the following morning and never return. When they saw Riohacha from a ridge in the mountains, General Victorio Medina had been shot. Colonel Aureliano Buendía's men proclaimed him chief of the revolutionary forces of the Caribbean coast with the rank of general. He assumed the position but refused a promotion, and took the stand that he would never accept it as long as the conservative regime was in power. At the end of 3 months, they had succeeded in arming more than 1,000 men, but they were wiped out. The survivors reached the eastern frontier. The next thing that was heard of them was that they had landed on Cabo de la Vela, coming from the smaller islands of the Antilles, and a message from the government was sent all over by telegraph and included in jubilant proclamations throughout the country announcing the death of Colonel Aureliano Buendía. But 2 days later, a multiple telegram which almost overtook the previous one announced another uprising on the southern plains. That was how the legend of the ubiquitous Colonel Aureliano Buendía began. Simultaneous and contradictory information declared him victorious in Villanueva, defeated in Guacamayal, devoured by Motilón Indians, dead in a village in the swamp, and up in arms again in Urumita. The liberal leaders, who at that moment were negotiating for participation in the Congress, branded him an adventurer who did not represent the party. The national government placed him in the category of a bandit and put a price of 5,000 pesos on his head. After 16 defeats, Colonel Aureliano Buendía left Guajira with 2,000 well-armed Indians and the garrison, which was taken by surprise as it slept, abandoned Riohacha. He established his headquarters there and proclaimed total war against the regime. The first message he received from the government was a threat to shoot Colonel Gerineldo Márquez within 48 hours if he did not withdraw with his forces to the eastern frontier. Colonel Roque Carnicero, who was his chief of staff then, gave him the telegram with a look of consternation, but he read it with unforeseen joy. "How wonderful!" he exclaimed. "We have a telegraph office in Macondo now." His reply was definitive. In 3 months he expected to establish his headquarters in Macondo. If he did not find Colonel Gerineldo Márquez alive at that time, he would shoot out of hand all of the officers he held prisoner at that moment, starting with the generals, and he would give orders to his subordinates to do the same for the rest of the war. 3 months later, when he entered Macondo in triumph, the first embrace he received on the swamp road was that of Colonel Gerineldo Márquez. The house was full of children. Úrsula had taken in Santa Sofia de la Piedad with her older daughter and a pair of twins, who had been born 5 months after Arcadio had been shot. Contrary to the victim's last wishes, she baptized the girl with the name Remedios. "I'm sure that was what Arcadio meant," she alleged. "We won't call her Úrsula because a person suffers too much with that name." The twins were named José Arcadio II and Aureliano II. Amaranta took care of them all. She put small wooden chairs in the living room and established a nursery with other children from neighboring families. When Colonel Aureliano Buendía returned in the midst of exploding rockets and ringing bells, a children's chorus welcomed him to the house. Aureliano José, tall like his grandfather, dressed as a revolutionary officer, gave him military honors. Not all the news was good. A year after the flight of Colonel Aureliano Buendía, José Arcadio and Rebecca went to live in the house Arcadio had built. No one knew about his intervention to halt the execution.